السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز ایٹ دا مدرسہ اینڈ آل دوز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز اینڈ اے لٹل لیٹر ہو ول لسن اوور چینل اسلام اینڈ ادر اسٹیشنز. In this month of Rabiul Awwal, so much has been discussed about Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in seminars, in conventions, in seerah jalsas, in milad programs, on radio stations, in conference halls, all over the world, not only in South Africa but all over the world. So much has been discussed that if the ummah has to make amal on just 1/10 of all that we have learned from all those programs, there will be a revolution in the ummah. Even if we have to make amal and practice on 1/10 of all that knowledge that we now have about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through all these programs, then there would be a revolution in the ummah. But it is no secret, it is not a hidden fact, it is in everyone's knowledge that the majority of us, we haven't moved an inch from where we were. After all the programs, we haven't moved one inch further. How much have we brought of all what we have heard into our lives? Now that was not the way that the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een heard directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their niyat was immediate amal. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ordered, commanded, instructed with regards to any aspect, no matter how difficult that may be on the nafs of the person, as with regards to drink, alcohol, wine and brandy, it is well known that when the laws of prohibition came, it was gradual, but when the final prohibition came, then that wine which was in the jar did not come into the tumblers, that which was in the tumblers did not come to the lips. And something that really baffles our imagination is that even that which was in the mouth did not go down the throat. Now what kind of iman that must have been of the companions of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we had been in their places, something that was permissible up till now, and we used to drink it like water, they used to drink wine and brandy like water. And when the prohibition came, when they broke the jars and when they broke the tumblers and when they broke all the containers of wine, brandy, alcohol, it flowed in the gullies of Madina Sharif. Like how after rainfall, you get water flowing in the gullies. So what kind of iman they must have had? How many times must we keep listening and listening and listening, and yet we don't get the tawfiq of amal? How many things we know fully well, that it is the order of Allah, is Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 5 times a day salah, does anybody have any kind of doubt with regards to that in the ummah, that namaz is not farz 5 times a day? But we all know that after programs in which we sometimes spend major part of the night, The first casualty is our Fajr Salat. After that whole night program, the first casualty is our Fajr Salat. Whether it's radio stations, whether it is other programs, sometimes till late night the person says, I'm educating myself. And the first casualty after that is his Fajr Salat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what kind of warnings he gave to those people who were negligent in the Salat. And then we say that there's a block, something is blocking my risk and sustenance. And there's a crash, and there's a smash, and there's all kinds of things we talk about in our economy and in other aspects. Look at what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says with regards to Salat. But I'm not going in that direction. All I'm saying is that let us not continue in that manner all our lives, that we just listen for the sake of listening. Or we are told that it is some big night or big day or some auspicious occasion, so therefore we have to listen. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that at the age of 40, he was informed of his prophethood. He became a Nabi when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was still bainal ma'i wa tween. First thing Allah ta'ala created was the noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. However, the zuhur of that prophethood that people came to know was when he was 40 years of age. Or he himself was informed of it when he was in the cave of Hira. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was in the cave of Hira that in the 40th year of his life, as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, and we all know that the first ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed to him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after that, how many years he remained with the companions of Nabi, with his companions. But we don't find any kind of celebration of the day of his birth. We don't find any kind of celebration. The celebration was in the lives of those people. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it was in their lives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast on Mondays. And when he was told, he said, that was the day that I was born. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even his sunnat, if you want to follow, then keep a fast. But this kind of celebration that we talk about throughout the world, there is no existence of that in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But can anyone say that the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not love him? Look at the love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We don't even have a fraction of that kind of love. So it is an occasion on which we sometimes educate people with regards to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. But it must not be considered as some kind of farz, wajib obligation, that there has to be some kind of a function on this particular occasion. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be in the hearts, and that love which is in the heart, it has to be displayed in our actions. If a person says, I got great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it's all in my heart. Outside my actions are not going to reflect that love which is in the heart. Then we will say it's not acceptable. That love which is in the heart, there must be an expression of that. At present they say that there are people who are emulating or imitating those who are singers, dancers, film actors, actresses, and they call them some kind of idol competition. Whoever imitates this singer, imitates that dancer, imitates that film actor and actress will get this award and that award and that award. Take all the awards and put them together. Even if the whole world and everything it contains is given as award. At the end of the day, who are you emulating and who are you imitating? Most of those people who are being emulated are nothing but zina, zanis committing zina, adultery, fornication, drink, gambling, drugs, homosexuality, lesbianism. Anything that you can think of generally is found in the lives of these film actors and actresses, the majority of them. And those are the people that you emulate, and then they say they get some kind of award. But the world believes that people like to emulate and like to imitate. That is what they are accepting as a fact, that people like to emulate and imitate. Therefore, when you go to the salon, when people go for haircut, so they have a big chart there, and they have one dozen different faces there, and they say, this is the hairstyle of so-and-so, this is the hairstyle of this actor, this is the hairstyle of that actor. And that youngster that goes and sit on the seat, he says, I want like that kind, stupid hairstyle. I want like that porcupine one. All the different kinds of animals that are there. I would like one from there. They select from there. So emulating is something which is common to people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also tells us, emulate. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. So if you want to imitate, if you want to emulate, then emulate the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because these film actors and actresses, their emulation will take you to Jahannam, to the fire of hell. It will bring even misery in this life. In this life also, it brings a lot of misery. Show me one person that after having taken drugs, or he is addicted to other kind of evils and harams, and is a Muslim and is a believer, that he has found some kind of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. Nothing but restlessness, restlessness. Every day, number of emails from different parts of the world, there's nothing but restlessness, and they know why it is too. They know what is the cause of it too. They mention clearly, these are my weaknesses. So they acknowledge that due to these type of weaknesses, there's nothing but restlessness. So if you want to emulate and if you want to follow, then follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that that is what will gain the person Allah ta'ala's love and muhabbat. Allah ta'ala will love him. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say that if you say you got love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then follow me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has announced, follow my footsteps. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. So emulation of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and following his practices and following on his footsteps will not get us some kind of award of this world, some gold coin or some trophy or some kind of luxury accommodation in some hotel or something like that. Nothing. We will gain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat. It will take us to Jannah, where we'll get the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatest ni'mat and the greatest bounty of all. And also in the emulation of those sunnats and those practices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in every aspect of our life, not just in miswak, not just in keeping the beard, these are very important sunnats, there's no doubt about it. The person must keep his beard, because if the person does not keep a beard, then it is a clear indication that the person does not have love for the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and is not fulfilling the hukam of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti. If a person was going to look handsome in shaven beard, then Allah Ta'ala would have ordered Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the greatest, who was the best, who was the most perfect, who was the most handsome, to have his beard shaved off so that he may look handsome. But as I mentioned the other night also, that it does not mean that it's only the beard. If people with beard are committing sins, then blame the person and not the beard. Two wrongs don't make a right. So emulating Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, following in his footsteps, then at least on the day of Qiyamah, the person can say, Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. تیرے محبوب کی یا رب شباہت لے کے آیا ہوں حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. Oh Allah, I don't have the soul and the life in these actions of mine, but at least I brought the outward appearance. Ya Allah, now you make it haqeeqat. So emulating Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam takes the person to Jannah. And Jannat is the only place where the person will be able to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with his own naked eyes. When the sahabas questioned Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there are so many people in Jannat, how will they be able to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't you see the full moon? When the full moon is out, does anybody jostle for position and place? That I can't seem to see the full moon, so give me some space. So like that we will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Unke rukh se naqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. All our lives we are saying, Allah's hukam, therefore I must restrain my gaze from haram. I must make 5 times salah. I must get up fajr time no matter how late I may have slept. I must make my 5 times salat whether I'm in business or I'm in travel or anywhere else. I must fast in the month of Ramadan whether it is 20 degrees or 60 degrees heat. I must give zakat whether it is 1 rand, 10 rand or 1 billion rand. But I must give it. I must make hajj even if I have to leave my wife and children and family behind to whom I am dearly attached and my business which is my greatest attachment. But I must leave and go for hajj. Then I must abstain and restrain from adultery, fornication, from gambling. I must give charities. I must be honest. I must be truthful. I must be sincere. I must fulfill the rights of parents, rights of wives, rights of children, rights of neighbors, rights of so many people. I must make sure that the inheritance is distributed properly, even though it may go against my wish. And I may be the loser in the process because I'm distributing in accordance with Islamic law. Now all those things the person did, he says, because it is my Allah's hukam. My Allah Ta'ala has ordered. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has instructed. So now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove those veils and say, oh my servants, all your life for my pleasure you did all those actions and deeds. And you went against your nafs and against shaitan for my pleasure. So now you have the greatest ni'mat and the greatest bounty to see for whom you were doing all these deeds. What a day that will be in Jannah. And what will lead to that same emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now there are so many things that we can speak on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are writing and writing and writing. Just as the tafasir of the Quran Sharif and the commentary of the Quran Sharif, there is, seems to be no end. There is no bottom to that ocean. The more deeper they go, they realize how little they know. And how much more there is. Every ayat of the Quran Sharif is an ocean in itself. In the same way, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's history, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's actions and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's deeds, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's little statements, from 1400 years or 1500 years, people are going into it deeper and deeper. For more than 1400 years, we say the 15th century. Deeper and deeper, the more they go, the more they realize that how much more there is in those little statements of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's an ocean in a teacup. Why? Because you are chosen by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Choices of the presidents of countries and prime ministers of countries and home affairs ministers and all other kinds of cabinet ministers or people in holding positions of trust, they are trustees in organizations. All those selections are made by people in this world. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam selection is made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are chosen by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but the greatest of all Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala has beautiful poetry which you may have heard many times, but it really captures Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's surat and sirat. Ahsanu min kalam taraqattu aini, wa ajmalu min kalam talidin nisa'u. خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب
كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ.
The gist of which is that I haven't seen any person that has been created in this world more handsome, more beautiful than you. A person more better than you, my eyes hasn't seen. No woman in this world has given birth to a person more handsome than you, Ya Rasulullah. From whichever angle you look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's features, is nothing but beauty, perfection. Everyone has been created as Allah Ta'ala willed and wished. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. In the wombs of the mothers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever features He has planned and decided, that will prevail. Allah Ta'ala plans. Allah Ta'ala gives the features. Therefore, we have got absolutely no right to laugh or to criticize any person's features. Whether the person is tall or is short, whether he is black or is white, whether the person has a flat nose or a proper nose, whether the person has any kind of features, it is the artwork and the design of our Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person has to laugh at some artist's work, see how angry he gets. And this is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's designing. So we have got no right. But Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, he says, that خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free of any kind of blemish, any kind of defect, any kind of deficiency. Nothing, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from head to toe. There's nothing but perfection, perfection, perfection. As if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself asked you that how would you like to be created? And then that mold also, one poet said that it is as if there was only one mold made for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then it was broken so that nobody else can make another mold of that kind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's beauty, look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. ND326752, Honda Bellard Blue. 326752. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him that kind of beauty, gave him that kind of kamalat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given everything. Now which angle can we take in 1 hour's time? Which angle can we take? What can we really discuss? So therefore I am saying that we have been listening to so much, so much. Now is the time for amal. So therefore, without going into any detailed aspects of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's birth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mission, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nabuwat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's receiving of the wahi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a father, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as the commander in chief of an army, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a husband, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a judge, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many different aspects of life. In every field he gave guidance. It's just beyond our imagination. We just cannot understand it. We have to believe that it's a mu'jaza and a miracle that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam receives his prophethood. After that is just 23 years. And in that 23 years also, the first 3 years is of Fatrat. So it is almost just 20 years. In that 20 years, look at the 13 years, the 13 years of Makkah Mukarramah. If you have to include those three, then look at the 13 years of Makkah Mukarramah. Nothing but hardship, difficulties, persecution, torture, ostracism, boycott. Every kind of difficulty and hardship and pain and suffering that you can think of, where there is time to really propagate the deen of Islam. Then when he comes to Madina Sharif, there's a battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, battle of the trench. There is Sulh Hudaybiyah, there is Khandaq, Hunain, so many different battles. Now when there's preparation on the one hand for the defense of Madina Sharif and the defense of the Muslim Ummah, and there's so much of other requirements and there's suffer upon suffer, at that time, how can a person give a complete deen and give guidance in every aspect of life and have the whole of Arabia in his lifetime come into the fold of Islam? It definitely baffles our imagination. So we believe Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been so kind to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he gave us a Nabi of this stature. But what respect do we have for him? How much of appreciation do we have besides lip service muhabbat? So therefore, tonight, without going into any detailed aspect of his life, I will read this poetry, which is very beautiful. And whilst we go along, then whatever explanation comes, we make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes it beneficial for me and for you and for whoever is listening.
Amina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem. Amina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem. Bekason ka sahara wo lutfe ameem. Amina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem. Bekason ka sahara wo lutfe ameem. Sabki aankhon ka tara wo zaate kareem. Sabki aankhon ka tara wo zaate kareem. Jaano dil maah para wo khulq-e azeem. Aamina ka wo pyara wo durre yateem. Bekason ka sahara wo lutfe ameem.
That beautiful child, Hazrat Amina. If we just have to discuss the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how the light shone in the east and the west, how the pillars of the palace of Kisra collapsed, how the booths and the idols fell flat on the ground, and how so many other things happened. But that requires a whole night. Bekason ka sahara wo lutfe ameem. But who was he? Bekason ka sahara. Those people who were helpless, those people who were weak, those people who were handicapped, those people who had nobody really looking after their welfare and their interests. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his life was filled with care and compassion and mercy and kindness for the downtrodden, for the weak, for those who were suppressed and for those who were oppressed. That was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. He himself was born an orphan child. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not want the world, in the world anybody to say that I took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a father, the child turns towards the father. For every little thing, the child turns towards the father. Buy me this, give me that. Clothe me, get me food. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took his father away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is born an orphan child. Then his mother also leaves him when he's just 6 years of age. Every kind of support that we could have thought of, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took it away. To show that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself guides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he himself takes care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ataullah Shah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi used to say that maabaab jo hai apne bachcho ko sawarte hai, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ko Allah ta'ala samarta hai. Maabaab jo hai apne bachcho ki ungli pakad karke unko chalate hai. Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam ko Allah tabarak wa ta'ala goya ki ungli pakad karke chalate hai. Parents, they catch the child's hands and make him walk. Parents, they clothe the child and they take care of the child. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is as if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was taking care of him directly, every aspect of his life. Now there's a flood of things that are coming into mind, but I don't want to go in the direction because our programs are not all night programs. So, bekason ka sahara wo lutfe ameem. His compassion, his kindness and his mercy also was not just limited. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had such a magnanimous, such a generous heart. So many incidents the books of history are filled with. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself says, wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. You're on the highest pedestal of sublime character, the highest pedestal if anybody can think of. And therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam puts so much of emphasis on character, and that is our major weakness today. Our problems with our children, our problems with our wives, our problem with our parents, our problem with our neighbors, our problem with our families, our problem with everyone in society, It is because of this weakness of our character. We can talk as much as we want. We can boast and brag as much as we want. I am so and so, I am so and so. What are we? If our character is good, then in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are good. Thi jab talak burai pe ab auron ki nazar rahe dekhte auron ke aib o hunar. Padi apni burai pe jab nazar, to phir nazar mein koi bura na raha.
Zafar usko aadmi na janiyega, go ho kaisa hi sahib-e-fehm o zaka. Jise aish mein yaad-e-khuda na raha, jise taish mein khauf-e-khuda na raha.
He says, Zafar, don't even consider that person as aadmi. Don't say that he's a human being also. Jisko aish mein yaad-e khuda na raha, that when Allah Ta'ala gives him plenty of wealth and prosperity and happiness, he forgets Allah Ta'ala himself. And when he is angry, then he's got no khauf of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That what if my Allah has to get angry with me over all my weaknesses and shortcomings? People say, I get angry over my wife, I get angry over my husband, I get angry over my children. For what? For worldly reasons also. Not for deen. If the child doesn't make one namaz, it doesn't matter. If the child engages in all the haram things, it doesn't matter. But if the child doesn't come to shop properly on time, then there's anger. Nevertheless, it's everybody who says, I'm getting angry, angry. Think, what if Allah Ta'ala had to get angry on us for our little, little things? For our major, major sins. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was full of compassion, mercy and kindness.
Jiski har har ada wajibul ihtiram, us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam.
You can read that with me if you wish, no sin at all.
Jiski har har ada wajibul ihtiram, us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam. Jiski har har ada wajibul ihtiram, us pe laakho durood, us pe laakho salam.
Jiski har har ada wajibul ihtiram. We have to respect every action of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hey, Madine ki nisbat qeemat meri wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. اے مدینے کی نسبت قیمت میری وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. The more we have nisbat of Madina Sharif, the more we have an attachment with Madina Sharif, the more we have our contact with Madina Sharif. In other words, the more that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more our qeemat and our value increases in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then it is Allah Ta'ala who gives victory. It is Allah Ta'ala who gives peace and happiness, contentment, satisfaction. It is Allah Ta'ala who will put into the heart a kind of sukoon when we are going to go closer and closer to obedience of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Somebody now went and parked his car on the school driveway, ND111968 and ND594120 Jetta. You blocking the other cars, please go immediately to the schoolyard. 111968594120. These are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we must not cause obstruction and we must not cause any kind of inconvenience to others. That is what Islam is. That is what akhlaq is. Accidentally, if somebody puts his car somewhere or forgot or something like that, is different. But purposely, we should not create any kind of inconvenience and obstruction for anybody. We should think that what would be my position if I had to be obstructed? Would I be happy? Therefore, after the other Ramazas and whenever there's programs, of course, when it is a program of this kind, then people are coming here. We know that they will be parked and your car will be behind that car or in front of that car. So then immediately after the program, get to the car. Don't wait for mulaqat and shaking hands and musafaha and finding out the latest prices in the market, rand dollar exchange rates, and what is happening in the election front. get to the car first, repark and then discuss. So, jiski har har ada wajibul ihtiram, every ada of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wajibul ihtiram, us pe lakho durood, us pe lakho salam. Millions of durood sharif and salam on Rasool e Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This time in Medina Sharif, I'm thinking of how must we send durood and salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there are so many different durood sharif that I mentioned. And it is permissible in Naat Sharif also to send salat and salam. It is permissible in different ways. So something that came to mind, which I would like to share it with you. I was looking at the Rauza Mubarak and saying, how great a ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we are just a meter or two away from the greatest after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Rasool-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya sahib al-jamal wa ya sayyid al-bashar min wajhika al-munir laqad nuwira al-qamar la yumkinu thana kama kana haqquhu ba'da as-huda buzrugtu hi qissa mukhtasar. Ya sahib al-jamal wa ya sayyid al-bashar. It is from your face that the moon also got its shine. It is as if the moon is stealing from your face and lighting up the night from your jamal, from your shine. After Allah, you the greatest, qissa mukhtasar. So I said, how great a ni'mat it is to be just a few meters away from His Rauza Mubarak. So reading Durood Salam, then I said, Ya Allah, you mention in the Quran Sharif, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Which gives us a very, very clear message that you are sending from all times salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even before Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was sent to this world, it is as if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala salat and salam was on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. For Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is from all times and will live forever. So, O Allah, you are sending salat and salam. Nobody can count the number of times that salat and salam has already been sent by you. And then you mention your angels that they are also sending salat and salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the angels are in their billions and they are sending salat and salam all the time, sending salat and salam. So the number of times that you have sent and you will send, the number of times the angels have sent and will send, the number of times that the creation of yours have sent and will send. The number of times that the human beings and the jinnat have sent and will send. Oh Allah, even if that has to be multiplied billions of times, send Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that much salat and salam from all. And what enjoyment you get at that time.
Jiski aamad se fasle bahar aa gayi. Rahmate haq bhi phir mushkbar a gayi. Jiski aamad se fasle bahar a gayi. Rahmate haq bhi phir mushkbar a gayi. Char so noor hi noor barsa gayi. Gham ki mari thi dunya sukoon pa gayi. Zindagi bar pilaya muhabbat ka jam, us pe laakhon durood, us pe laakhon salam. Zindagi bar pilaya muhabbat ka jam, us pe laakhon durood, us pe laakhon salam.
It is as if the season of spring arrived with the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the fragrant breeze of the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala came with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming into the world. On all sides there was nothing now but noor, noor, light, light. Gham ki mari thi dunya suku pa gayi. It was as everybody was restless, everybody was in grief and everybody was in sorrow. It was as if there was no life in the world. Now they found sukoon with the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now for each one of these couplets, there's so much of incidents that we can discuss. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health, and another opportunity, we will discuss. Zindagi bhar pilaya muhabbat ka jaam. He was nothing but full of love and muhabbat for everyone. The love that he had for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation. The love for all human beings. And the love for the believers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that he is Raufur Rahim. Bil mu'mineena Raufur Rahim. He did not want any kind of pain, injury, hurt, difficulty, hardship to come upon any person in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. And that is why he's made all those sacrifices. Otherwise, what was the need for it? For him, dastarkhans could have come from Jannat. But where have we left the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? In the books. Or we have left it in the tapes. Or we have left it in those halls where we heard those programs. Or in the masajid where we heard the bayans. Finish. Whereas we should be carrying that love in our hearts. Love for humanity. Love for the poor, love for the rich, love for the old, love for the young. We must have love for everybody. The love will be in accordance with that person's position. The love for the rich person does not mean that the person must have love so that the person may come and keep giving him gifts and give him blank checks. The love must be that this person who has got richness, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must make him spend his richness and his wealth in those causes and those places that are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, and he must gain the marifat and the muhabbat and jannat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through the earning of his wealth correctly and the spending of his wealth correctly. That is the muhabbat of the rich. The muhabbat of the poor, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must remove his difficulty, his pain, his suffering. Allah Ta'ala must provide him with sufficiency, and at the same time that even in his poverty, the person must not do those things which are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because some people, even in their poverty, they have got no namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj. And in their poverty also, they've got gambling and they've got drinking and they've got so many other things. So many poor people are engaged in adultery, fornication. So that is the love. Love for the poor, love for the rich, love for the young, love for the old. Different kinds of people, the love will be of a different kind. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not just out to kill and murder. And people are getting the impression that Islam is just that you must kill, you must kill, you must kill. That is not Islam. If there is a war against you, there is a battle against you, the kuffar, the mushrikeen are fighting against you, they are bombing, they are blasting, they are destroying, they are oppressing and suppressing, then at that time we'll say there is battle. But this happiness that we get, just people must be just killed, killed and killed. That is not Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have told the angels of those mountains, crush all these people in between. Even in Uhud he could have said that. But he said, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Give hidayat to my people, they don't know. In other words, his great desire was hidayat, that they must get guidance. That killing was, by the way, it just happens because the person wants to establish haq and truth, and he's being oppressed and tyrannized, and this battle that is being waged. Then it is just like the ambulances that are going, or the fire brigade that is going because fire has caught on. So now the fire brigade is not going to wait nicely, comfortably. At first all the cars must move off. They will push everything that's along the road, so that all those homes may be saved from burning down. So that jihad was also to save the people from burning in the fire of hell.
Karwaan gum tha tareek aur raat thi, khaufnaak ek jungle tha barsaat thi, sari duniya thi kya bahre zulumat thi, badhawasi thi bigdi hui baat thi. आ गया जुल्मते शब में माहे तमाम उस पे लाखों दुरूद उस पे लाखों सलाम आ गया जुल्मते शब में माहे तमाम उस पे लाखों दुरूद उस पे लाखों सलाम It was like a jungle out there. Everybody was afraid that the lion will devour him, or the cheetah will devour him, or the scorpions will bite him and sting, or the snakes, or all the other ferocious animals that are in the jungles. It was like a survival of the fittest kind of thing. Nobody was concerned about anybody's wealth. There was just looting, raping, arson. There was nothing but adultery, fornication, drinking, gambling, murder, killing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came. So it was as if the caravan which was lost in those jungles now found the way. Sari dunya kya thi bahar zulumati. It was like a dark ocean. Bad hawasi thi bigdi hui baat thi. Everyone was like gone crazy and wild. Nobody seemed to have had any kind of direction. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming gave everybody direction.
Zinda dargor hoti thi uf ladkiya, kufr khanda tha aur zulm atish fasha, aag ki ek batti banata jahan, zulm wo le raha tha har ek siskiya. Bakhsha murda dilo ko hayate dawam, us pe laako durood, us pe laako salam. Jahiliyat mein aurat thi ek janwar, thokare khati phirti thi wo dar badar, wo manzil se apni thi wo bekhabar, koi uska na tha sham thi besahar. عورتوں کو دیا حریت کا مقام اس پہ لاکھوں درود اس پہ لاکھوں سلام.
I will stop here for tonight. That we look at the women folk before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming and before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's peygham and message, before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's directions. What were the women folk? Today they don't like Islam, many of them. They feel that they are trapped in Islam. They want some kind of freedom. There are different kinds of movements that are out to put them onto the streets, throw away their hijab and niqabs, and make them feel that they are free, that they have gained their independence. But we all know that behind all that is nothing but their own nafs. They want to enjoy seeing those beautiful faces, and they want to fulfill their lust and passion. So in the name of freedom and in the name of independence, they have taken away all the haya and the shame of our women folk. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, they were nothing but doormats. They were even questioning whether she is a human being. She has absolutely no rights, whether it was in inheritance or anything. Even the son, when he inherits, he used to even inherit his mother too. And look at the kind of treatment that those women folk were given. The worst that you can even think of. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and his talimat were accepted, those very people who used to ill-treat those women folk, now they became the carers of the women. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the rights of the mother. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed with his own practical action how he even stood up for his daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha when she came. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kissed his daughter on the forehead. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed what respect he gave to the women. With his wives, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now that is another subject and I've discussed it many times. Read in the Hadith Sharif. In what glorious terms she spoke about her husband, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Talking about his compassion, his love, his generosity, his caring for others. Fulfilling the rights of the relatives and the family members, assisting and helping the weak and the needy and the destitute, all those things that she mentioned. No complaint at all from those, someone who lived with him for so many years. All the other wives also look at what they say about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave them rights, he gave them respect, he gave them a position of dignity, of honor. Now we consider that as some kind of imprisonment. We say that's imprisonment.
protecting the woman's face from lustful glances, we call that imprisonment. And why are they so concerned about it? Because they want everybody to do the same thing that they are doing, and after that lead a life of misery. They have taken every woman they can think of and put them in the marketplaces, whether there was a need for it or no need for it. And we say that's independence. That poor woman has to, how many women folk, many of us, we know ourselves in our families and outside our families, how many women folk from 6 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, they're getting first of all the children ready, the breakfast of the husband ready, the clothes ready, and the washing and ironing and everything. And at 6 o'clock, 6:30, the husband says, quickly rush into the car. As if she is dragged into the car and taken away to the business house. Whole day she must slog there like a slave. And then again 5, 6 o'clock she comes back to the house. Now again she must start cooking and baking and making and putting everything right and feeding the children and teaching them some kind of sabak that husband has got nothing to do with. Is this some kind of compassion and mercy for our wives and our daughters? If Allah Ta'ala has given us sufficiency, cannot we say that in my business you are going to earn 5,000 rand, but Allah Ta'ala has given me a multi-million business or a big business, and I will give you every month 2,000-3,000 to stay at home and do something from home, but relax. Be the queen of the house. When I come home, you must be there to welcome me with a smile and with a cheer. But it seems that everything is upside down. We're not talking about those who are in desperate positions and situations, where the husband's earnings are so little that the wife just has to go and support and work hard and support. Those are exceptions. But can we say that everybody is an exception? Every woman of ours who is working there is because she is in desperate need. So where is that compassion, that mercy, that kindness that we are talking about? Just on our lips, nothing else. And then again, all our organizations and all our other associations and everywhere else, there is no enjoyment and there's no fun until we have enough ladies surrounding us and enough young girls working with us and enough secretaries who are dressed in modern styles and with the lipsticks and with the perfumes attracting us and distracting us and taking our love of our wives away from us. Until then, there's no enjoyment. Any program you have, and if you say that it's free for all, ladies, men, women, girls, young, see what a roaring success that program is. And then again in those functions, then we will say after that, Alhamdulillah, our function was a success. After doing everything displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we say, Alhamdulillah, our function was a great success. We must question our iman when we are saying that it is a great success. Just because we made plenty of money, that's all. Just read some of those letters that come to me. It makes us tear. The blood boils. So what I am saying is that the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the only thing in which we will find sukoon of the heart. Whatever we have done, those days that are gone, the life that is gone. But the life that remains now, let us say that there's a starting point that we want to bring that seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those akhlaq, those amal, those actions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our homes, in our lives, in our children, so that we enjoy. Then we will enjoy our children too, our grandchildren too, then we'll enjoy our homes too, and we'll enjoy that wealth too. Otherwise there's no enjoyment. It is nothing but restlessness, beautiful building, beautiful structure, $1 billion palace. And inside the person who is staying is restless, his heart is restless. Nothing but restlessness. Is that life? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you and the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana zolamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most merciful, most beneficent Allah. We are acknowledging our sins before you, my Allah. We are indeed the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. The great bounties of sight, of hearing, of speech, of hands and feet, of heart and mind. The great bounties of health, the great bounties of wealth, the great bounties of home. My beloved Allah, the great bounties of caste. So much of it we use for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah besides you, he would have sent the tsunamis against us. He would have sent the gale force winds to destroy us. If there had been any other Allah, watching how much of our eyes we are using for haram, watching the porn sites on the internet and filthy TV programs, and casting lustful glances, that Allah would have snatched away our sights. He would have destroyed us, my beloved Allah, for the sins that we have been committing in our lives. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Tonight we are pledging, my beloved Allah. We are pledging that we will not return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and the courage and the strength, my beloved Allah, to throw out of our lives and homes everything that is causing such amount of corruption and fitnas. My beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great ihsan and favor of yours upon us that you gave us, my beloved Allah, the honor to be in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam were desirous of being his ummatis. How much of sacrifices he made day and night. There was no rest in his life, my beloved Allah. How much of tears he shed for us. His beard used to get wet with his Mubarak tears. He used to stand until his feet swelled. My beloved Allah, when he went down in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals placed on his bareback. He was stored in Taif. His Mubarak shoes are filled with his Mubarak blood. He was stored in Uhud. String put around his neck and he was drenched. Nabi alayhi salat wa salam, the dirt and filth was thrown on him from the upper stories of buildings. Ah, my Allah, even the angels must have teared. Today when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, the ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummat in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, dance halls, drugs, adultery, fornication, prostitution, homosexuality, even in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, a few meters away from the Kaaba Sharif and a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, in the hotel rooms, the filthiest of films are shown. The Hujjaj on the cell phones come right in front of the Rosa Mubarak with filthy musical tones, Hindi music, English music. Ah, my Allah, that Nabi who cried for us, today we are making him cry. His sensitive heart is hurt. Give us the tawfiq, my beloved Allah. Change the direction of our lives. How long are we going to displease you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Change the condition of our lives. Fill our hearts with the muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. My beloved Allah, give us the understanding that in sins there's going to be nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. give us the tawfiq to emulate Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring into our life the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring into our lives the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Connect us, my beloved Allah, with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and yourself. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many of our family members, relatives, friends, and so many in the ummah, my beloved Allah, who are sick and ailing. We know that sicknesses, ailments, diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But my beloved Allah, because we are extremely weak, we cannot take sickness, disease, pains and suffering. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we ask you for the rahmat of good health. Bless everyone who is sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, with complete shifa from all ailments. Dua aur dawa mein athar hai zarur marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. We know that there is effect in dua and dawa. For the cure of sickness is in your hands. Mere Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties and problems. Those who are in debts, give them plentiful of rizq and remove their debts. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are imprisoned, my beloved Allah, unjustly, create the conditions of their release. Those who are on journeys and suffer, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are in Umrah or going for Umrah, Ya Allah, make their Umrahs maqbool and mabroor. Make it easy for all of us, my beloved Allah, to make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make tawaf of the Baytullah. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children the coolness of the eyes of the parents. Make them obedient to the parents. Give the parents also the himmat and the tawfiq to give proper education and upbringing to those children. My beloved Allah, give us such love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that becomes extremely easy for us to follow him. My beloved Allah, throughout the world, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through great difficulties, hardships and suffering. With your fazl, with your kindness and with your ihsan, remove their suffering, their pain and their problems. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Africa. My beloved Allah, which part of the world the Ummah is not suffering? Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with Hidayat, with Iman and Islam. Those who are suffering different kinds of disasters, my beloved Allah, remove their suffering wherever they may be, whether it's droughts, or floods, or gale force winds that have caused damage, or it is AIDS or anything else. My beloved Allah, change the condition. Hum sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de. Bless us with a life of respect and dignity. Put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Nafs aur shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. They want to destroy us. They want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace. You want to give us a life of respect and honor. My beloved Allah, come to our assistance. Come to our assistance. Light up our hearts, my beloved Allah. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat and yaqeen and trust in you. Bless us all with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day we have to leave this world, my beloved Allah. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater. Adultery, fornication, watching some porn site on the internet, or watching some filthy movie, or popping drugs in our mouths, or engaged in any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Every day we read in the newspapers and we hear people dying in clubhouses, in cinemas, in dance halls, taking drugs, adultery, fornication and other kinds of wrong places. Ya Allah, we are seeking protection. Protect us from a death of disgrace. Bless us with a death of honor. Bless us with a death of barakat. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba.
Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. Wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota.